Star-crossed. Can their love survive?
Written and produced by Opal Song. Read by
Blue Geeky M as the narrator.
Opal Song as the visuals.
CC Rambles as Star-crossed voiceover.
K-Burb as Ahsoka Tano.
A literal garbage heap as Barriss.
Mistborn Hero as Cody.
Nymphy Wolf as Padme and Sabe.
The Lian and She as Quinlan.
Flower Parish as Fox.
Is Sweden as Kit Fisto.
Promise to Yourself as Kix.
Melancholy Morningstar as Jocasta Nu.
Duck What Duck as Bly.
Blue Dreaming as Palpatine.
God of Laundry Baskets as Avar Chris.
Devil with a Bird Dress as Buzzqueed. Space Buzzfeed.
Ghost Kutch as Reviewer.
Rena Jenkins as Recapper.
Rosa Zane as Space YouTuber.
Trichov as Mace Windustan.
Black Glass as Trashy Coruscanti News Broadcast. Fandom. Star Wars. Rating. Teen. Pairing. Padme Sabe. Background. Anakin Padme. Quinlan Fox.
Ahsoka Tano. Barriss Sophie.
Kit Fisto Kix. Additional tags. Mediafic. Reality TV. AU, but only in that way every fic is AU. Trans clones. Trans kicks. Alien biology. Gender discussion. Mandalorian language. World building. Tentacle plants mentioned. Padawan shenanigans. Padawan enablers. Swoop bike racing. Padme and Quinlan on swoop bikes deserves its own warning. Positive Jedi PR. Deserved. Clone rights. Space BuzzFeed. Flirting. Betting. Crack. Humor. Accidental marriage. Dramatic reveals. Peril. Not that anyone we like dies. People we don't like have an iffy probability of living. Unavoidable OCs, because I needed to fill out the cast. All PR is good PR, right? What a twist! Off-screen outing of a trans character.
You and I, we collide like the stars on a summer night. We can shine forever.
Footage from Star-crossed, Episode 1.
A jaunty and slightly sleazy tune plays over a gorgeous establishing shot of a jungle. Couples in tattered, artfully, obviously made up to look rugged, green-screened into the jungle shots. Explorer wear cling to each other as their names flash up on the screen. Padme is swooning in Quinlan's arms, her dress hiked up and hat angled low over her face, his shirt torn open and his shorts very, very short. Sabe reaches back for Fox, their hands gripping each other tight as she looks into the jungle ahead, while he grips a knife and looks behind them. Her dress is plastered to her body by wind, highlighting her every curve, and his shirt and pants are equally affected, giving the audience a great view of his back and ass. Kit is dripping wet, rising from the water with kicks in his arms. Her makeup is artfully smudged, but manages to contour her even more. Her shorts and top drenched, but still managing to give her curves. Her face is half hidden in Kit's very attractive, very bare, very wet chest. There are a bunch of other couples, but they don't really matter. The montage morphs into the show's title card, Starcrossed.
Welcome to Dendronia, a brutal wild Waldorf Runcorp accessed by blockades, inhabited by an unwelcoming local population, and beset by gravitational anomalies that make even landing here a struggle. Our intrepid couples were delivered into this harsh environment in order to see if their love can survive.
During the voiceover, the screen flashes with different views of the jungle and its various hazards. There's a massive lake, dense foliage in a riot of colors, more than one flower spitting pollen into the air, and the shadows of giant, slavering fauna.
Over the course of the next 8 weeks, these couples will compete to see if their love can survive, and for your votes. Each week, the couple with the least votes will be cut, excised, removed, taken from you, the show, and the planet. Each week, the couple with the most votes will be given extra supplies and the chance for a brief luxury stay in the love shack to reaffirm their love. The couple that manages to survive to the end, to win your heart and votes, will be granted...
The voiceover continues on to list a bunch of prizes, while the screen shows representations of those prizes. They include a romantic cruise, a holiday home, on a small mid-rim planet known for its fantastic weather, bantha riding lessons, an all-inclusive, extremely expensive week-long spa / total body care package, courtesy of one of the show's sponsors, and, of course, a very large amount of money.
Report to the Jedi Council. To Jedi Council. From Ahsoka Tano and Barriss Offee. Subject: Apprehension of Qeblan Anshu. Recorded on xx.xx.xx.
The recording starts with Ahsoka and Barriss standing very professionally. Both have black shirts with the logo for Star Crossed on them. Barriss is holding a clipboard.
This is Ahsoka Tano and Barriss Offee reporting in. We tracked our target to the show Starcross and ascertained that he was accepted as a contestant on said show.
What kind of vetting process do they have? He's obviously a wanted felon and war criminal.
Ahsoka elbows her.
He's rich and attractive and convinced that celebrity to come on with him. Probably by promising to get her something illegal. Maybe another mini Zillow beast? Of course they accepted him. They probably love that he's a war criminal. This is a trashy reality holodrama. It'll up the viewership.
Barriss scoffs and turns back to the camera.
Filming will take place on Dendronia, a perfect place to slip a tail and disappear. We chose to follow him rather than let his tail grow cold. We applied and were accepted as part of the crew for Starcrossed.
That's right. We're going to help to make a reality holodrama. Master is going to be so jealous. I get to hang out on set while he has to chase down Grievous.
The recording continues with the details of their placement and some future theoretical plans for how to extract their target. And then it devolves into bickering and elbowing each other.
Posted on C/Bet's message board.
Mar Cody posted. As everyone found out yesterday, the Gar know a bunch of people on the latest season of the reality holodrama Starcrossed, considering there's already a post for the past 3 seasons and one about a spoiler-free watch of previous seasons, I took it upon myself to make an official post for all bets on the current season. Discussion of the current episodes of Starcrossed should be taken to see reality holodramas. Normal spoiler rules apply. All broad bets will be updated in this post. Comment below if you have a new Gar-wide bet, or if you want in on any of the ones already begun. Current running bets. Is Padme actually on the show? Yes, she and Save are exactly who they say they are. No, Save is playing both parts. No, Save and another handmaiden are on the show. No, 2 other handmaidens are on the show. We are all judging you for making this an option, Waxer. It makes no sense. Yes, it is Save that isn't on the show, and Padme is playing both parts. Who will win, in order of the odds? Padme Quinlan, Save Fox, Kit Kix. Other options under the cut. Annual, what's the twist this season bet? A contestant has a rare disease. One of the producers is caught rigging challenges. A contestant is an international fugitive. Chancellor dies. Why do you put this every year, Punts? It isn't even part of the show. A contestant discovers a new sentient life form in the jungle, marries it. When will General Skywalker realize his wife, Senator Friend, is on the show, and explode? Time options under the cut. Reactions. Explode, literally. Throw himself off a cliff. That's just Tuesday. Steal a ship and fly to the planet, abandoning all duties to the war in order to rescue the senator from flirting with other people. Have a moment of brilliance and realize Redacted is the cause of the war. Behead them, ending the war so he can steal a ship and rescue the senator from flirting with other people. Abandon the Jedi because he finally realizes he loves her, and steal a ship, and rescue the senator from flirting with other people. Abandon the Jedi because he finally realizes he loves her, and steal a ship to join her on the show, upstaging Master Boss. Cheer her on like a rational being. This one is here because Rex insists and put a lot of money on it. No one actually thinks it has a chance.
Footage from Starcrossed, Episode 1.
Padme sits in front of a bland, bluish-gray background. She is completely composed and put together. Her makeup is subtle but pretty, and she is dressed in a button-down tan dress with a crisp collar. A wide-brimmed tan hat completes the outfit, chin strap loose and framing her pretty face. She looks every bit the senator out for an exploration cruise. Quinlan is draped over her in her space and very handsy. His outfit matches hers. His button-down shirt is half open, showing off his chest, and his pants are tight on his thighs and butt. His hat hangs down his back, leaving his hair tousled like he just rolled out of bed after a very fun night. All the khaki brings out his kefar markings and makes them glow.
Hello, I'm Padme, and this is my...
I'm her secret lover, Quinlan.
He waggles his eyebrows suggestively at the camera.
I currently represent Naboo in the Republic Senate, though of course they will have alternate representation while I'm on this show.
Less work, Steph, babe. You promised me this would be the time of my life. Our coming out or one vacation that you wouldn't work through. Our time alone.
He leers at the camera again. Padme gazes into his eyes.
I did, didn't I? Well then, I'm Padme, and this is my lover.
She strokes his arm.
Quinlan and we're here to prove our love and win a lot of money for charity.
Footage from Star-Crossed, Episode 1.
Fox sits in front of a bland grayish-pink background. He's wearing a crisp white shirt with vibrant red loose pants that have approximately 1 million pockets. He wears a close-fitting red vest over his shirt that matches the pants. His hair is styled professionally. He looks ready to sweep a lucky person off their feet or to win a firefight. He also looks completely uncomfortable. Sabe is draped over his shoulders, doing her best to make them look like they touch each other often. She's wearing a loose, white, knee-length dress with a small red jacket that looks highly impractical. She has dark makeup on and her hair is loose around her face.
I am Commander Fox, and this is Private Citizen Sabe. We entered this competition to make our relationship stronger. Sabe is clever and strong. And between us, I believe we have what it takes to survive.
Sabe leans even harder on him. He stiffens further.
You sound like you're reporting for duty, honey.
Fox looks up at her, a look of incomprehension on his face. The interviewer is off screen, obviously trying to prompt some drama. This voice might be familiar if you've wandered the Jedi Temple.
Some people might think they've seen you here before, Pad. Sorry, Sabe.
Sabe ducks behind her hair.
This is my first time being interviewed. I swear, we've never even met the other couples. I'm the only Sabe on the show.
She kisses Fox's cheek. He twitches.
Back me up, honey.
Fox stares into the camera.
You are a unique being, Sabe.
Her face softens.
Footage from Star-Crossed, Episode 1.
Kit Fisto sits in front of a bland, dusty orange background. It's honestly hard to tell if he's got any clothes on. His bare legs and shoulders look very nice and toned. He's grinning down at the person in his lap, obscuring most of his chest and thighs as she sighs and wraps her arms happily around his neck. She's wearing a pair of very short, bubbly blue shorts and a fluttery blue shirt. Her makeup is skillfully applied, if heavy on the contouring. She has short, dark hair just growing into its curls. She looks a bit like that commander. A sister, maybe? Kit is smiling down at the woman in his arms.
I'm Kit Fisto. Want to introduce yourself, Minnow? Or should I?
She giggles at the pet name and turns her face into his chest, playing at shyness.
This is my adorable fiancé, Kix. She's going to fix me up every time I do something stupid.
Kix scoffs and rolls her eyes at the camera.
If you'd stop throwing yourself off tall buildings into danger, my job would be a lot easier.
And a lot less fun.
Kix straightens so she can look him in the eye, no longer hiding from the camera.
Patching up your glasses wasn't fun. Even if you don't have the magic attributes that a human does.
Kit smirks at her and does a little shimmy in his seat.
You got to get up close and personal with my
blood. That's what I got up close and personal with. And with the inside of a storage crate when we were swapped.
Kit laughs and puts a finger to her lips. She opens her mouth and bites it. He laughs delightedly.
Minutes from Jedi Council meeting. Date XX.XX.XX. Compiled by Jocasta New.
The state of the crash? As ever. Padawan progression? Some counselors remain in opposition to Padawan learners as commanders. Names below. Special mention of Padawan Tano, Offi, Doom, and Kestis embarking on their first solo missions. Update from the Shadow Master on Jedi Shadow missions. New missions for Quinlan Vos, self-directed protector/bodyguard of Senator Amidala. Note for Coruscant local Jedi. This means Master Vos is likely around as backup for the moment. Discussion of Head of the Order, Mace Windu's absence. He saw a shatter point and left to investigate. Note for PR. Master Windu's public excuse for leaving is to avoid Master Yoda's stew. This is by Master Windu's explicit request. Presentation from Commander Cody on the effort to free various planets. Details in attached report. Letter of concern from the Chancellor. Another one. Breakdown of the locations of Jedi Knights and Masters, of note. Master Kit Fisto is heading to Dendronia. Due to restrictions on the planet, was only able to take a single clone medic as backup.
Footage from Star-Crossed, Episode X.
Sabe is seated on the floor of the jungle. She is in a deep stretch, her dress riding up her thighs. Fox is tending a campsite at the back of the shot. It is startlingly organized. They both look a bit frazzled and rumpled.
I wasn't sure what to expect from the challenges on this show. I'd seen bits of it before, or of course, but with editing, a person never knows what is real and what is staged. Ours was a standard challenge. I think we did okay. Communication is a strength of ours.
A cut. Sabe is in a new position and Fox is grilling something.
I'd like to think Fox enjoyed knowing I was tied to a tree.
Fox doesn't even glance over.
He couldn't see me, though. I certainly enjoyed seeing him with a blindfold on. He does follow orders so well.
Fox drops whatever he was grilling into the fire. He looks upset.
Is that it, Sabe?
An upset look flashes over Sabe's face.
Oh, Fox, I apologize.
She smiles at the camera.
I was attempting to make this sexy, but stepped in it instead. This is why we're here, though, to strengthen those communication skills further and deepen our knowledge of each other.
Report to the Jedi Council. To Jedi Council. From Ahsoka Tano and Barriss Offi. Subject: Apprehension of Qeblan Anshu. Recorded on XX.XX.XX.
The recording starts with Ahsoka and Barriss standing in front of what looks to be a tent of some sort. There are piles of filming gear and survival supplies all around them. There is also an inflatable palm tree for some reason. Both women have black shirts with the logo for Star-Crossed on them. They look sweaty. Ahsoka is looking at the camera. Barriss is looking at her tablet and moving things around on the screen.
Report 2 on the apprehension of Qeblan Anshu. Things are going well, Masters. Barriss and I have successfully landed on Dendronia and have started insinuating ourselves into the unit that will be filming our target.
She glances at Barriss.
Or I have. Barriss has managed to get herself on the Planning and Challenges Committee.
It's more useful. This way we can corral and shoot to a private area. Maybe even get him eliminated early so we can detain him.
Barriss Offee, are you saying we should rig the terrible reality holodrama?
Barriss rolls her eyes and pointedly ignores her. Ahsoka grins right back.
We've given ourselves a couple of secondary missions, too. Is the Council aware that Master Quinlan is accompanying Senator Amidala? We haven't been able to talk to them yet, to investigate why they are here. But there has to be a reason. We'll back them up on whatever mission they have.
Barriss glances up from her clipboard.
We're going to get Sabe and Fox into the same area. They're here as bodyguards, but that's useless if they're all the way on the other side of the planet.
I still say we try to make sure Padme and Sabe aren't on screen together. It'll be hilarious.
We're also working on getting Master Fisto and Medic Kix into the general area where their target is, and an opening to be able to access it. I doubt they'll need as much help.
You're not wrong. They can flirt at least. Fox is so bad at that. Maybe I should get myself in with the ballot counting droid so we can make sure they stick around.
Ahsoka Tano, are you suggesting we rig a terrible reality holodrama?
Post on C/reality holodramas message board.
Mod Bly posted Starcrossed, Season XXX, Episode 2, Reaction Post. Post all your reactions to Episode 2 of Starcrossed here. Beware of spoilers below the cut and in the thread. Proceed at your own risk. Cut. I'll start. I don't think I've laughed that hard since General Skywalker had to dance with that prince on that one planet. Commander Fox drenched after falling through that false moss was hilarious. The ensuing fight with the creature lying in wait was a thrilling follow-up. Sabe has amazing aim, and Vode, I'm not ashamed to say it, I'd underestimated our dear, rule-bound city-dwelling commander. That was some next-level fighting. His and Sabe's fighting chemistry is great, too. I think they have a chance to actually make it to next week. Hopefully they fight something then, too, because when they aren't fighting, it's painful. You know who aren't painful to watch? Senator Amidala and General Voss. I had to revise my bet on how badly General Skywalker will explode when he finds out, because if I'd never seen the Senator and General Skywalker around each other, I'd swear Senator Amidala and General Voss were in love. Even having seen Senator Amidala in love, or so I assume, I halfway believe she's having a torrid love affair with General Voss. Or is it the other way around? Is she actually married to General Voss and having an affair with General Skywalker? The point is, they are so sappy, I want to sigh like a shiny who just discovered romance hollows. I'm sure I'm not the only one constantly surprised that they've never actually kissed on screen, or done anything remotely sexual. With the depth and cloying raunchiness of their flirting, I could have sworn they'd at least groped each other. Speaking of groping, or at least my eyes caressing General Fisto, who here is jealous of Kix? Somehow that lucky out of a vat got the mission to go on this show with General Fisto. I'm happy with my general. Beyond happy. And yet, I don't think I'd turn that mission down. I don't think my general would make me. I think she'd cheer me on, actually. I'd have been less help in this instance. I don't know anything about medicine, so I couldn't have helped that wounded beast. But I definitely could have had the swoon into General Fisto's strong arms while he swept me away from his thrashing down. There are other people on the ship too, I guess, including the criminal Kwevlan Enshu. Guess the Vode that bet on that are happy? He and his celebrity girlfriend seem fine. She's certainly good at acting, if she didn't roll her eyes at the camera when he wasn't looking. I believe she was actually in love with him. I can't wait for the drama. There's a man with a Mandalorian name and a helmet. Darwar claims he's not Mandalorian, but Vode, we all know that if a Mandalorian adopts you, that makes you Mandalorian. That's what happened to General Kenobi, and that's why he keeps getting those messages about how he needs to pay his taxes. Darwar's lady, Selva, acts like one of those new Mandalorians. She's obviously there to show her people aren't all armor-hating scumbags all prettied up. She's handy at survival, and despite not being willing to fight, is pretty great at getting out of tense situations. Continued in the next comment.
A private journal entry from Supreme Chancellor Sheev Palpatine.
Date, XX, period, XX, period, XX. Glorious late Republic days. It is lovely to see the maiden blossoms frolicking in the jungle, to see them following the trellis laid before them, entwining with flowers from beds not their own. Oh, will the stems of those bedmates be consumed with the rot of jealousy? May it cause them to grow wild and strangling. May it lead them to the gardener's hands and produce the ripest of fruits.
Report to the Jedi Council. To Jedi Council. From Ahsoka Tano and Barriss Offee. Subject: Apprehension of Qeblan Anshu. Recorded on xx.xx.xx.
The recording starts with Ahsoka and Barriss standing knee-deep in a lake. Ahsoka is on lookout, rarely looking in the direction of the camera. Both women look stressed and worn down, but also somehow look like they are thriving and thrumming with mischief.
Finally managed to make contact with all of our people as well as our target. Our target does not acknowledge us.
Has anything but little girls and people to fetch him coffee? What about this situation would ever mean we get him coffee? He's trapped in a harsh jungle planet, not in a shopping center.
Barriss rolls her eyes.
We were able to ascertain the missions of those people we knew and make ourselves known as possible backup, should the need arise.
I still can't believe Padme let the Chancellor talk her into this.
It's working, though. Production is giving valuable time to Padme's political speeches, and between that and Master Fisto's reveal that he's a Jedi, I think the show is doing some good. Or it could be. I haven't checked the stats this week.
I wish Sabe and Fox had better chemistry. I don't think he's really helping to humanize the clones right now. Maybe when he fell into that swamp trap. That was hilarious.
It really was. We should get Sabe and Fox closer to Padme and Master Voss. If Sabe and Fox are supposed to be backing up Master Voss in his mission to protect Seminar Amidala, they'll do more good closer.
True. We could do that. The thing?
The thing? Which the... Oh! That thing! Are you sure you want that on the HoloNet?
Are you kidding me? Of course I want that on the HoloNet. Master's head might explode. And it'll distract from Master Fisto and Medic Kick's disappearance. They're getting close to their objective, right?
The recording devolves into planning that takes place all in half sentences, in jokes, and slang. Completely incomprehensible to the poor Jedi Knight who has to transcribe it for the Council.
Footage from Star Crossed, Episode X.
Quinlan is draped over a rock formation like a lizard sunning itself. He's only wearing the pants of his outfit, the rest drying on another rock. Splashing from off-screen indicates Padme is still bathing.
I loved being handcuffed to Padme. I wish we could do that all the time. But she has work and I have to keep her bed warm for her. You should keep me handcuffed to your bed while you work sometime, babe.
I wouldn't get any work done. I'd be too busy thinking about you. You're too good at getting out of bonds to trust you'd stay tied up for a whole day.
Quinlan leers past the camera.
You're great in cuffs too, babe. You rock that challenge.
Public Relations Recommendations, Ray Star-Crossed. Submitted by Avar Chris.
To concerned parties. The show Star-Crossed is, by its own publicity, a show designed to reveal the devotion of the participating couples. Most seasons contain, at a minimum, three couples, where at least one half of the couple has relative fame. This season, one couple contains both Quibalan and Chu, known high-class socialite and war criminal, and an actress of minor fame and major family legacy. Another couple is a royal couple from the planet Freya, third in line to the throne, on their second honeymoon. With the subtle and yet unmistakably present fact of Padme Amidala's status as senator, I believe our Jedi are not on the show as celebrities, but rather that the producers had no idea that they were Jedi. However, provided neither master is undercover, might I recommend that they be given leave to reveal their status as Jedi? Given the tenor of the public, this might be a valuable opportunity to show that Jedi are people, rather than the godlike beings or child snatchers we are popularly portrayed as in media. Master Voss and Fisto might give a certain impression of the Jedi Order, but it is certainly a more approachable one than the one we currently have now. Avar Chris, Current Jedi Public Relations. Date, XXXXXX.
Footage from Star-Crossed, Episode X.
Kix stands in front of a giant lake. The water is rough, and every so often, a giant fin breaks the surface in a threat display. Kix is dripping wet, and his tiny short shorts are only just hanging onto him, threatening to fall with every breath. Kix is wandering around in the background of the shot, her clothing plastered to her body in a way that gives her curves. She keeps sending little glances at Kit and then glancing away and blushing.
Then it lashed its tail, but Kix was faster with her rifle than it, or I was, and shot it dead in the eye. I don't know why you're talking to me. All I did was swim.
He grins at the camera, acknowledging that this is very untrue. Kix drops something in the back of the shot at his words.
In truth, I'm very glad I had Kix with me. Not just for her fast trigger finger, but for her medical knowledge. Some of the species in the water here are highly poisonous, or are skilled in highly specific ways of killing. While we weren't in any danger this time, I feel safe in the knowledge that if I were injured, she would be able to cure me.
I'm not able to cure death.
Kit smiles back at her.
I'm sure a kiss from you would bring me back.
Eight things you thought were against the rules in the Swooping Hearts episode of Starcrossed, but really weren't. Some people say Starcrossed jumped the sand shark last year when Timar fed their husband to a sarlacc in order to save a child they then adopted in a secret village ceremony and finished the season with. I argue that this season's Swooping Hearts episode is the only way to follow something like that. Here are eight things that we'd all assumed were against the rules and policies of Starcrossed, but evidently are totally fine. 1. Real-world interference. Did anyone on the Starcrossed crew know that there was an illegal swoop rally on Dendronia? I think that if they did, they wouldn't have let their couples stumble in while under the influence of Thilmath pollen. Or would they? Because that sounds like a recipe for drama! And it was! But, from the amount of blurring of people's faces slash identifying characteristics, Starcrossed didn't get press releases from most of them. 2. Crashing another couple's challenge. We've seen couples come across each other before, especially if it seems like there is drama to be had if they cross paths, but it doesn't normally happen during a challenge. The rare times that has happened, it's normally to add an audience reaction to otherwise boring challenges. They've never interfered with the other couple while the challenge is ongoing. I'm not sure the crew realized how close Sabe and Fox were to the swoop rally. Once they were part of it, I don't think anything could have stopped them from getting up close and personal with the swoop bikes and with their fellow couple. 3. Illegal activities. We've seen a lot of things on this show, but rarely is anything actually illegal. A lot of couples do things that are on the edge of it. There are arguments that this whole show is on the edge of illegal, but the show has always played coy about crossing it. If you weren't aware, swoop racing is illegal in the Republic. Full stop. As is impaired driving, which means Senator Amidala hopping on a swoop bike still under the influence of pollen and taking off is the definition of illegal. 4. Pining for other people's partners. What should also be illegal? The look on Fox's face when he saw Jedi Master Quinlan Vos hop on another swoop bike and chase after his partner. Commander Fox has been little more than a wall for Sabe, possibly Padme in disguise, that would explain why Fox was so close, to lounge against. Other than his hilarious blunder into the swamp trap in episode 2, he's utterly lacking in personality or connection to his apparent lover. Well, this episode sure shows he's a person who is very attracted to Quinlan Vos, aren't we all? The clone commander was all but drooling when he saw the Jedi straddle the bike. Hoping he'd straddle someone instead, eh, Fox? Don't worry, me too. 5. Being in two couples at once. This episode should have given us definitive proof that Padme and Sabe are separate people. Both couples were on screen together. And yet, when Sabe got on the back of Padme's bike, ostensibly to try to get her off the bike, her face was hidden and her clothes looked weird. Was this a random swoop enthusiast? Were her face and clothing weird because of subtle blurring to hide her identity because they didn't have a press release? If we couldn't get proof here, will we ever know? 6. Swapping partners. Speaking of Sabe hopping on Padma's bike, Quinlan scooped up Fox in a move so dashing it made my adolescent RPF of Jedi Master Mace Windu look tame in comparison. Fox went with it, though, his training taking over. I can only assume his face was stuck in an expression of disbelief and horny longing, to which my only response is, same, bro, same. This would have been fairly regular shenanigans, but then Padme with someone and Quinlan with Fox drive off in different directions, hitting jumps and setting off explosions the entire way. As of the end of the episode, these are being treated as two new couples. We've had new couples on the show, but nothing like this. Normally, it's a contestant falling in love with the crew. Can a person even be a couple all by themselves? Asking for Padme. 7. A senator looking that good on a swoop bike. If this isn't illegal, it should be, because wow, Senator, between your for-the-people humanitarian stance and how you look on a swoop bike, you'd have my vote any day. 8. A Jedi looking that good on a swoop bike. Do all Jedi look like this? Are the Jedi out to get me, personally? Look, just because I had a thing for Mace Windu years ago doesn't mean you have to throw all your attractive members into my face like this. Oh gosh, I didn't mean it like that. Not that I'd say no to that. Criff.
Why gender is a social construct, why star-crossed is backwards and behind the times, and how the Jedi and clones are dragging it into the future. Anyone who's ever watched reality holodramas knows how conservative they are. Human-centric to a fault, and Coruscanti core culture specifically. No gender-neutral Mando words there, much less any of the thousands of other sentient species in the universe. I've got a long post about it here, and one about Twi'lek representation here. Spoiler, not all rep is good rep. Star-Crossed is one of the worst shows in this regard. They've even taken it a step further and only rarely have same-sex couples as contestants. Yet, on this season, we not only get a Nautilon, a trans Mando warrior, and two same-sex couples, probably, and whatever is going on with those other Mandos and that newly revealed sentient whose gender is currently unknown. From the marketing and the filming of the first several episodes, the same-sex couples weren't supposed to be part of the show. Fox and Quinlan, both using he-him reflexives here and here, had partners that identified themselves as women, Padme here and Sabe here. Even if Padme and Sabe are the same person, unlikely but possible, as I discuss here, after the events of the infamous Swoop episode, the show still has one same-sex couple, two if Sabe and Padme are different people. It's possible that the Quinlan-Padme and Sabe-Fox pairs deliberately went into that configuration with the intention to swap, but it certainly wasn't the producer's intention. If you want to hear more on why I think that, leave a comment. What was the producer's intention was to have a Nautilon on the show. Maybe they couldn't turn down the idea of having not one, Quinlan, but two Jedi on the show. It's possible, and even likely, that they intended to never show Nautilon genitalia. With their pants on, Nautilon look very human, obviously ignoring the Leku and the subtler face structures. Look, they have abs and nipples, and I'm sure that's all the producers cared about. They sure didn't expect Jedi Master Kit Fisto, master of the inability to stay clothed. The first time his pants came off, I'm sure some of the producers were worried, but given that Nautilon genitalia stay tucked inside their pelvis, behind a well-hidden, sealed slit, when not aroused, the producers likely breathed a sigh of relief and ordered their promotion personnel to make a few badly received comments about Ken dolls and thought that would be it. Only then, Kit and his partner, Medic Kix, 501st of the GAR, stumbled into a Shidrosera. For those not in the know, a Shidrosera is a tentacle plant that requires single-strand DNA from another species in order to survive. In most humanoids, single-strand DNA is most easily found in our reproductive parts, eggs or sperm. The plant has evolved to take advantage of this and has a symbiotic relationship with any humanoids that interact with it willingly. It gets people off. That's what it does. Starcrossed has a history of using Shidroseras and other things like them to create sexy drama in their show. Somehow, no one expected Kix and Kit to be the ones to stumble into this one. No one expected the reveal that Kix had the same base DNA as all the other clones. No producers expected that Kit would happily throw his shorts to his partner and walk naked into the tentacle plant, his own crotch tentacles uncoiling to meet it. Continued in the next post.
Report to the Jedi Council. To Jedi Council. From Ahsoka Tano and Barriss Offee. Subject: Apprehension of Keblan Anshu. Recorded on xx.xx.xx.
Ahsoka and Barriss stand in the shade of a massive weeping willow. They are smeared with dirt. Both look a little shocked. Ahsoka is wide-eyed and flushed.
I didn't expect that.
Barriss is also very flushed.
Master Fisto just...
Barriss resolutely turns to the camera.
Masters, we apologize about the incident with Master Fisto. We didn't realize that the Shidrosera was in this trajectory. That said, the Jedi as a whole need to throw their support behind Medic Kix.
We've heard about how the Kaminoans treat clones they view as defective.
She actually makes air quotes.
And we won't allow Kix to go back to that. Jedi defend people who need it.
There are many Jedi who also feel this way about gender, that theirs doesn't match the body they're born into. Not even counting species that don't have standard sexual dimorphism.
Ahsoka's eyes are wide and the flush is rising again.
Like Master Fisto.
Yeah. The Mandalorian culture that the clones model their own culture after acknowledges and doesn't penalize transitive gender. They don't have gendered pronouns or person words. The only words Mandos have for a gendered being are loan words, and those are borrowed from languages with more than two genders. The clones have copied these practices.
Kix is Vode. Same as Rex.
A moan and sounds of rustling greenery can be heard behind them. Both women flush brightly and the recording cuts off.
footage from Star-Crossed, episode XX.
Padme and what looks to be another Padme lounge in a well-constructed campsite. A pair of giggles can be heard from off-screen for a brief second before they abruptly cut out.
I was glad for an easy challenge this week. Growing up with a bunch of girls surrounding you whose entire job was to mimic you made it easy to tell Sabe from the shapeshifters.
Sabe laughs lightly where she's leaning against a rock.
It was. I learned to tell you apart early on. I had to. I didn't want to end up like King Famima.
She turns to the camera.
If you don't know Naboo history, he was a king who immersed himself so far into his bodyguards that he forgot he wasn't one of them. No one knew who was the real one. I still say that the king just didn't want to be king anymore. That was before it was an elected position.
Padme, still turned to the camera, smirks slightly.
Did you know that one of the reasons Dendronia is as restricted as it is because of these mimic plants? Stories say they can even copy a person's memories. Padme, now you're just trying to confuse everyone. Did I choose the right one to rescue from the quicksand? Or have I been alone all along and they were both mimic plants?
She smiles, carefree.
I guess I'll know if Sabe eats me.
Sabe relaxes into a more seductive pose.
Oh, I'll eat you, Padme. Just wait for us to be alone in our tent.
Post on C/Reality Holodramas message board.
Modbly posted. Star-Crossed, Season XXX, Episode XX, Reaction Post. Post all your reactions to Episode XX of Star-Crossed here. Beware of spoilers below the cut and in the thread. Proceed at your own risk. Good to know Ahsoka and Barriss got the guy. We confirmed a couple episodes back that Padawans Tano and Offee are on the crew of Star-Crossed this season in order to capture the war criminal, Queblan Enshi. Apparently they got their guy, because there's no way he was actually voted off. I feel a little sorry for his actress girlfriend, even if he was only there for the money. She's got to hang out alone in the reject's quarters, wondering where her meal ticket is. At least she'll probably be more comfortable. She was looking a little rough by the end there. She can join Selva, who, despite the fast work of Dar War and her own calm in the face of bleeding out, still had to be medevaced to the reject's quarters. I, for one, hope she's doing okay. I know we don't get the official death toll until the end credits, but I want to know that she's alive and well. Dar War is alive and well, and getting along splendidly with his new wife, as his new spouse insists on calling himself. How you complete a courting ritual that complex and deadly without being aware you're doing it is beyond me. Though, if you taught me General Kenobi managed it, I believe you. The newly married couple seem happy, at least. They spar. And it is a spa, not an actual fight, every morning, and then go out and destroy things in the name of challenges. I'm still unsure how to spell the wife's name. I promise I'll look it up for my next post. He seems pretty chill with a bunch of random people from off-planet coming into his backyard to film a terrible reality holo. Then again, he did get a spouse out of it, and a hyper-competent one at that. In news that we actually care about, I am still laughing at the look on Fox's face when Master Voss whipped off his shirt to tenderly clean Fox's face. Continued under the cut.
Partway through the article.
There's no real update this week on our delightful, attractive genderfuck duo. They were completely missing from this week's episode. As we all know, last week our last shot of them was from a drone camera as they ran towards some sort of well-hidden structure in the distance. Then the camera fritzed out, and they were absent from the rest of the episode. We all thought it was a cliffhanger for this episode, but it looks like we'll have to wait a bit longer for any resolution. The update on Fox Quinlan is that they make me long for young love, and feel sad that Fox seems to be anti-exhibitionism. Every time Quinlan goes in for a kiss or a grope, Fox fends him off in that way that says, "I desperately want you to touch me, but not around the cameras." We've all watched Starcrossed for years. We all know that look. Continued.
Footage from Starcrossed, Episode XX.
Fox sits in the shadow of a large stone wall. He is sweaty and slightly out of breath. He's busy bandaging his hands as Quinlan sits in front of the camera. Quinlan looks sweaty and a bit starstruck. He keeps glancing at Fox and rubbing at his arm, where Fox had touched him.
Well, this standard challenge didn't go as planned.
He glances at Fox again.
The collapsing puzzle challenge normally gets intense secrets out of couples, but not us.
Fox glances up and makes eye contact with Quinlan.
No, not us.
Quinlan swallows and turns back to the camera.
Fox was so dreamy. I knew the clones were strong, but wow. He held up that ceiling. And then the kick that took the wall out?
Fox rolls his eyes.
Just say it's a metaphor for my lack of desire to bare my soul in front of cameras and get it over with.
Fox, so poetic, so self-aware.
You've been muttering that under your breath the whole walk to our campsite.
Nope, you definitely read my mind. We're connected now.
Stop lying to the cameras about Jedi abilities. We don't have any special connection.
Quinlan pouts.
Speaking of special abilities, couldn't you have held up the ceiling with your mind?
It's the Force, not telekinesis. But yes. I was going to if it got to that. I know you don't want to bare your soul in front of the cameras.
Fox looks like he's having trouble deciding whether to be annoyed or touched by the sentiment.
And that's how this episode still somehow fails to prove that Padme and Sabe are different people. At this point, I think the producers are doing it on purpose. In equally mysterious news, Kit and Kix are back, and the show is treating it like nothing happened, which I'm sure some people out there are swearing up a storm about. And like, it is unfair, but these shows are all so fake anyhow. We like to pretend the voting makes a difference, but the reality is, whatever makes better drama is what's gonna happen. And I, for one, am glad that Kix got a bit of time off the camera. Her partner might be comfy without his clothes on, more comfortable than with them on, seemingly, but she was forcibly outed and assaulted by that plant. I don't care if later we got a shot of Kit reaching out a romantic hand and her taking it and being enfolded by his arms until the plant hid her from view. Before it banged them both, presumably. She had to deal with the entire galaxy seeing her body in ways she obviously didn't want. I'm glad she got a break after that. Besides, didn't anyone else think that maybe they were there on secret Jedi business? Because I can't see a reason for them to be there other than secret Jedi business. Quinlan and Fox could have been bodyguards for the Senator. OMG, maybe she invited them both on the show in order to make this partner swap happen and get them to confess their love? But Kit is a Jedi and Kix is in the Gar. What reason could they have for taking a time out from defending the Republic and going on a reality holodrama? Secret Jedi shenanigans, I tell you. Or, I guess, leave or vacation or whatever, if you want to be boring. I know they said it was a honeymoon, but like, secret Jedi business is so much cooler. As always, like this video if you enjoyed it, and subscribe if you want to hear more about my various theories.
Post on c/reality holodramas message board.
Mod Bly posted Starcrossed, Season XXX. Episode XX, Reaction Post. Post all your reactions to Episode XX, Starcrossed, here. Beware of spoilers below the cut and in the thread. Proceed at your own risk. Did you see, Fox? I have never seen our collective face look that stunned and turned on and tender. and I look at myself in the mirror every morning while I stand next to General Sakura. Fox actually seemed human in his latest interview. Jedi really are miracle workers. If any of you want to make the "aw, Quinlan is getting Fox to open up, yeah, open him up with his dick" joke, please be aware that the pinnacle of perfection and beauty, who is my general, already made that joke, and better than any of you ever will. She's the best general. None of yours will ever compare. She even watches Starcrossed with me. Hearts. In other news, still no confirmation as to which Amidala Group women are on the show, or how many of them. Continued under the cut.
Footage from Starcrossed, episode XX.
Kix is sitting in front of a fire, slowly turning two massive pieces of meat on a spit. She's covered in cuts and bruises, and one of her wrists is splinted. Kit lays with his head on her thigh. His breathing is shallower than normal, and he's sweating slightly.
"We aren't eating the heart's war. The last thing we need is for either of us to get sick from raw meat."
Kit opens his mouth to say something. Kix cuts him off.
"I know Nautilans eat war fish. That's fish. The Sentinels on Hoth eat war meat traditionally, too. The difference is that the meat on Hoth never gets a chance to develop the things that make us sick because it's too cold. It isn't cold here or on the water. We have access to a fire. We are cooking the meat."
"You take such good care of me, Minno."
He nuzzles her thigh. It's hard to see, but she blushes at the gesture and the pet name.
"You're still high from the antidote."
"You returned my lightsaber without a scratch."
"Not true. Still had all the scraps it had on it when you handed it to me."
"Handed it to you because I was poisoned."
He glances at something off screen.
"You killed both of them, then cured me. You are beyond stunning, Minno."
"After killing both mated beasts on my own, I think I weighed at least a clownfish."
Kit smiles up at her.
"Never a clown. An angelfish."
Public relations update, Ray Starcrossed. Submitted by Avar Chris.
Two concerned parties. While I was the one that recommended we use Master Fisto and Voss's participation in Starcrossed in rehabilitating the Jedi's image, I didn't quite imagine this result. We have, indeed, changed our image with a large population of the galaxy. However, our new reputation varies. Master Fisto had generally been received as a courageous, kind, and hardworking being, someone who would put aside his honeymoon in order to help his fiancée's family. They cannot stick to a story. And to do a mission for the Gar in the midst of the show. That is the popular theory as to where he and Medic Kix disappeared to in episode XX of the show. This is the reputation I had hoped would shine through. There was the incident with the plant, though. Combine that with Master Voss's reputation, the same reputation he has from anyone who has ever met him, ever, and viewers are under the impression that the Jedi are fairly free love order. While this reputation is much, much better than Baby Snatchers, it isn't exactly what I expected. People are starting to wonder why the Jedi are at war at all. This, combined with growing clone sympathies, are swaying public opinion on many worlds, regardless of whether aligned as Republic, Separatist, or Outer Rim, towards ending the war. Another unexpected result. I have received all your proposals for future Jedi PR efforts. I'm considering your proposed application to Dance Among the Stars. Master Yoda, I wholeheartedly reject your proposed show, Jedi Master Chef. Avar Kriss, current Jedi Public Relations.
Posted on C/Bets message board.
Maud Cody posted, "As everyone found out yesterday, Vekar knows a bunch of people on the latest season of the reality holodrama, Starcrossed. Considering there is already a post for the past 3 seasons, and one about a spoiler-free watch of previous seasons, I took it upon myself to make an official post about all bets on the current season. Discussion of the current episodes of Starcrossed should be taken to see reality holodramas. Edit. Updated as of episode XX. Normal spoiler rules apply. All broad bets will be updated in this post. Comment below if you have a new Gar-wide bet, or if you want in on any of the ones already begun. Current running bets. Is Padme actually on the show? Yes, she and Save are exactly who they say they are. No, Save is playing both parts. No, Save and another handmaiden are on the show. No, 2 other handmaidens are on the show. We are all judging you for making this an option, Waxer. It makes no sense. Yes, it is Save that isn't on the show, and Padme is playing both parts. We will never know. New option as of episode XX. Who will win? In order of the odds. Quinlan, Fox. Kit, Kix. Padme, Save. Other options under the cut. Padme, Quinlan, Save, Fox. What's the twist this season, bet?
A contestant has a rare disease.
The Alderaanian woman revealed her terminal illness as a bid for votes.
One of the producers is caught rigging challenges.
Commanders Tano and Offi aren't caught. But after that stunt with the mated beasts, toxic to Nautolans, one of the producers was revealed to be trying to kill the couple.
A contestant is an international fugitive.
Well, Enshu is no longer a fugitive, given that Commanders Tano and Offi caught him. Chancellor dies. Why do you put this in every year, Punts? It isn't even part of the show. If this happens, Punts will have bet on every single thing on this list. What do you even win at that point, bud? Maybe a vacation?
A contestant discovers a new sentient lifeform in the jungle and marries it.
That war managed to do this by accident. When will General Skywalker realize his wife, Senator Friend, is on the show and explode? Bets under the cut. How many times will Master Kit Fisto lose his shirt? Bets under the cut. When will Commander Fox give in to his obvious lust and desire for Master Buzz and finally get laid? Never, because he is a repressed, redacted. Other bets under the cut. When will the Gar ever get over Senator Amidala and Master Buzz on swoop bikes? This isn't even a bet, because the odds are 100% never.
And the winner is... The last episode of Starcrossed is always a whirlwind. This year had the usual amount of casualties, including Quiblan Enshu. They said he was voted off mid-season, but no one really believed that. He was popular with a certain crowd, and that crowd always voted. He obviously died in an embarrassing way. Wow, do we want to see that footage. In much more important news, don't worry, we'll get to the winners. We have to build the suspense first. We have confirmation. After a long and confusing season filled with controversy, we have confirmed that Padma and Sabe are, in fact, separate people. Further confirmation that they are not related and are romantically involved came swiftly on the heels of the first confirmation. They revealed their childhood friendship and friends-to-lovers romance in their exit interviews. The exit interviews, in general, were delightful. Standouts include Sabe, Padma, of course. Their delicate kiss is one that will be used in many soft compilations going forward. Quinlan finally got Fox to kiss him in this final episode, and by the exit interviews, they can't keep their hands off each other. It's actually pretty nice to see Fox looking like a person, with feelings and everything, even if it sucks that it took his leg being broken for it to happen. We really hope that Quinlan can keep him human back on Coruscant, even if he's stuck giving senators directions all day back home. Kit dipping a swooning Kix is only to be expected at this point, as is Kix laughing and scolding Kit for straining his injured biceps. Let's be real, though. None of you are here for us gushing over the sweetness of the Jedi and senators and troopers, though we, here at Buzzqueed, are feeling much more sympathy toward those people fighting for us now that we've seen them on Holo for weeks on end. Clone rights! You're all here to know who won this season of StarCrossed. This season's winners are...
A private journal entry from Supreme Chancellor Sheev Palpatine.
Date XX, period, XX, period, XX. Glorious late Republic days, the garden finally bears its fruit. The maiden flower may have strayed from the trellis, but only by twining with another flower. The flowers bow their heads toward each other, turning away from the sky. Soon they shall throw their full bloom to the world, and the sky will grow wrathful and rain lightning upon the world. Soon. The announcement reveals. The armor! How dare they! The armor who disrobes and... Purple.
Holonet, Porg, App, Post.
Mace Windu wins. All our hearts. And Master Mace is a hoodie. Ha! I knew it! You all said I was wrong. You told me to go buy a tin hat. I knew that was Mace! I obsessed over Jedi Master Mace Windu's fighting style and do four fights the same. Hashtag Mace Windu won. Hashtag Duvor is Windu. Hashtag I love you, Mace. Hashtag truth. Mace Windu wins all our hearts. At Master Mace is a hoodie. Reply to Mace Windu wins all our hearts. At Master Mace is a hoodie. Oh no. That means... No! My future husband Mace is married. Hashtag crying forever. Hashtag at least his hubby is a fierce warrior.
Broadcast of the real Coruscant news.
The big news of the day, however, is all centered around last night's finale of the reality Holo show StarCrossed. Earlier in the season, a person in armor, that some people report as Mando armor, but we at the real Coruscant news don't believe that for a second, was the center of a massive debate about marriage legalities. Can you be held accountable for intricate courting rituals if you didn't know they existed? Can that really be called consent? How about if you weren't even aware that sentience lived on that planet? If no one in the known galaxy knew? In any case, that person and his new wife, gender non-specific term, apparently he uses he-him pronouns, but likes the common term wife better than husband, won the whole show yesterday. Congrats to them. They have to negotiate who's living where now, and the introduction of an entire species of sentience to the galaxy. but every couple's first year has some challenges. That person revealed themselves yesterday to be none other than High General Jedi Master Mace Windu. Congrats to the Jedi. This fact is overshadowed today by the explosive news that Chancellor Palpatine died yesterday. Or it will be in every other news source. Here at the real Coruscant News, we report the truth, not what the Senate wants us to report. So we will tell you the real way the Chancellor died. Choking from eating snacks, his holo projector tuned in to Starcrossed. Is this a Jedi plot? They certainly seem in deep with Senator Amidala, given that she is married to not one, but two. A Jedi and a bodyguard/legal aide. We've spent long hours documenting Senator Amidala and Jedi Knight Skywalker's relationship. Now she's added Jedi Master Voss and Sabe to her harem. Naboo royalty all have harems. Our cultural researcher went to some adult parties, where they assured them of that fact. Is she trying to usurp the Jedi Council? And the Senate? Will we be subject to Dark Empress Padme Amidala? Find out more at 6.
Report to the Jedi Council. 2. Jedi Council. From Ahsoka Tano and Barriss Offee. Subject: Apprehension of Qeblan Anshu. Recorded on XX.XX.XX.
Ahsoka and Barriss sit in a ship, huddled together behind some storage crates. They're grinning and bouncing.
And that's a wrap.
Barriss grins at Ahsoka.
A successful mission.
Who says Padawans can't do missions on their own?
We did it, and we made sure Master Fisto's mission went off without a hitch, too.
Just a few more days, and we'll deliver Qeblan Enshu to the Gar.
I mean, technically we could just give him to Commander Fox.
No, Barriss, don't ruin it for him. Master Vosh just got him alone and away from the cameras. He might even get him to touch.
Barriss slaps her hand over Ahsoka's mouth. There's muffled talking for a few seconds before Barriss pulls a disgusted face and wrenches her hand away.
Ahsoka! I can't believe you licked—
Master Fisto is definitely rewarding medic kicks. I think they're playing doctor in there.
For the love of—
She kisses Ahsoka. Ahsoka continues talking for a moment before freezing in surprise. Barriss withdraws slightly before Ahsoka grabs the front of her worn star-crossed shirt, pulling her back into the kiss. The camera goes black.
Posted on C/Bets message board.
Maud Cody posted. He knew all along he is proud of her for going after what she wants? Who replaced Rex's general with a rational human being? And how did you know Rex? It doesn't count if you asked him. Between you and Ponce, somehow calling all the twists, the entire Gar is broke. I am glad the Chancellor died, because otherwise we would have no way to forcibly give you both a vacation instead of your winnings. Edit, I am, of course, devastated that the Chancellor is dead.
The end. Together we're untouchable, you and me against the world, together we're invincible.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for everyone involved. You can find a link to the podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.
Star-crossed. Can their love survive?